Ajya Chakasti Bhagavam Cham Avehi Sosmi
Pratya Chakasti Bhagavam Cham Avehi Sosmi
Tatram Narendra Jagatam Matatashtusham Cha
Tatram Narendra Jagatam Matatashtusham Cha
Dehindriya Sudishanatma Bhiyavitanam
Dehendriyasu Dhyanam
Abhyam Vidanam Yashetra Vitta Patayahri Divishvagavi
Yashetra Vitta Patayahri Divishvagavi
Pratyakchakasti Bhagavam Samavehi Sosmi
Pratyakchakasti Bhagavam Samavehi Sosmi
Tat Therefore, Twam,
Mam,
you, Na Indra, O best of kings, Jagatam,
of the moving,
Atta,
therefore,
Tastu
Sham,
the immovable, Cha,
also,
Deha,
body.
Indriya,
senses.
Asu, life.
Life
air. Dishana,
by consideration.
Atmabhi,
self-realization.
Avritanam, those who are covered in that way.
One.
Kshetravit.
Knower of the field.
Tapataya. By controlling.
Kriti.
Within the heart. Vishwak. Everywhere.
Avi.
Manifest.
Pratyak.
In every hair follicle. And Chakasti,
shining.
Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Tam,
unto him.
Avehi,
trying to understand.
Sa asmi,
I am that. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Son of Kumara advised the king, therefore, my dear king, Prithu, try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is living within everyone's heart along with the individual soul, in each and every body, either moving or not moving. The individual souls are fully covered by the gross material body and subtle body made up of life, air, and intelligence. Translation responsibly. Son of Kumara advised the king.
Therefore,
my dear King Prithu, try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is living within everyone's heart. Along with the individual soul. In each and every body. Either moving or not moving.
The individual souls
are fully covered by the gross material body. And subtle body.
Made of life air.
And intelligence.
Purple.
In this verse, it is specifically advised that instead of wasting time in the human form of life, endeavoring for economic development and sense gratification, one should try to cultivate spiritual values by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is existing within the individual soul, within everyone's heart. The individual soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Paramatma feature, are both sitting within this body, which is covered by gross and subtle elements. To understand this is to attain actual spiritual culture. There are two ways of advancing in spiritual culture. by the method of the impersonalist philosophers and by devotional service. The impersonalist comes to the conclusion that he and the Supreme Spirit are one, whereas devotees or personalists realize the absolute truth by understanding that because the absolute truth is the supreme predominator, and we living entities are predominated, our duty is to serve him. The Vedic injunctions say, Tat Tvam Asi, you are the same, and Soham, I am the same. The impersonalist conception of these mantras is that the Supreme Lord, or the Absolute Truth and the Living Entity, are one. But from the devotee's point of view, these mantras assert that both the Supreme Lord and ourselves are of the same quality. Tat Tvam Asi, I am Atma Brahma. Both the Supreme Lord and the Living Entity are Spirit. Understanding this is self-realization. The human form of life is meant for understanding the Supreme Lord and oneself in spiritual cultivation of knowledge. One should not waste valuable life simply engaged in economic development and sense gratification. In this verse, the word kshetra vit is also important. This word is explained in the Bhagavad Gita 13.2, Idam Shariram Kunteya Kshetram Ijabi Diyate. This body is called Kshetra, the field of activities, and the proprietors of the body, the individual soul and the supreme and the supersoul sitting within the body are called Kshetravit. But there is a difference between the two kinds of Kshetravit. One Kshetravit, or knower of the body, namely the Paramatma or Supersoul, is directing the individual soul. When we rightly take the direction of the Supersoul, our life becomes successful. He is directing from within and from without. From within, he is directing as Chaitya Guru, or the spiritual master sitting within the heart. Indirectly, he is also helping the living entity by manifesting himself as the spiritual master outside. In both ways, the Lord is giving directions to the living entity so that he may finish up his material activities and come back home, back to Godhead. The presence of the Supreme Soul and the individual soul within the body can be perceived by anyone by the fact that as long as the individual soul and the super soul are both living within the body is always shining afresh. But as soon as the super soul and the individual soul give up possession of the gross body, it immediately decomposes. One who is spiritually advanced can thus understand the real difference between a dead body and a living body. In conclusion, one should not waste his time by so-called economic development and sense gratification, but should cultivate spiritual knowledge to understand the super soul and the individual soul and their relationship. In this way, by advancement of knowledge, one can achieve liberation and the ultimate goal of life. It is said that if one takes to the path of liberation, even rejecting his so-called duties in the material world, he is not a loser at all. But a person who does not take the path of liberation yet carefully executes economic development and sense gratification loses everything. Narada's statement before Vyasadeva is appropriate in this connection. Chaktwa sva dhammam charanam bhujam harer bhajan na pakwo ta patetato yadi tatvakwa vabhadram abhud amushyakim kovarta apto bhajatam svadharmata. If a person, out of sentiment or for some other reason, takes to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and in due course of time does not succeed in coming to the ultimate goal of life or falls down due to lack of experience, there is no loss. For a person who does not take to devotional service yet executes his material duties very nicely, there is no gain. Om Gyan Timadandasya Timanjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Uruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Kadati Swab Dantikam Pancha Kalpa Jarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So according to the Bhagavad Gita, according to the Vedas, the ultimate goal of life is to understand God and oneself. God-realization, self-realization. Prabhupada says that self-realization and God-realization happen simultaneously. When you realize your eternal relationship with Krishna, you also realize yourself. There is confusion about who the self actually is, according to spiritual schools of thought. And Prabhupada mentions this within the purport. Basically, within the universe, there are only two schools of philosophical thought. Either God is personal or God is impersonal. So, if one is on the impersonal path, if one is trying to understand that God is just energy or light, then one doesn't become fully self-realized. Because the absolute truth has three divisions. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, and Bhagavaniji Shabdati. Now, it is said there are three divisions. And when you realize the impersonal feature, Brahman, just spirit, just energy, whenever you look at Krishna, there's pictures all around the temple. We see pictures. Krishna always has a divine halo, and it's called Brahma Jyoti. Jyoti means light. Brahma means spirit. So spiritual light which emanates from Krishna. People think that this is the absolute. That's the highest realization. That light which is coming. Now, in our philosophy, because we are Vaishnavas, we are personalists, we are Bhagavats, then we understand that the person is the source of the light. Whereas the Brahmavadis, or Mayavadis, they understand, or their conception is, the light is the source of the person. And the form of God is a temporary manifestation. It is illogical. Why is it illogical? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that spirit, when he's speaking about the jiva, he said it is stanura. Stanura means changeless, stan. Stan, jamma stan, like the plot hole. The definition of stan means changeless, it doesn't change. It's illogical. If you think that the absolute is light, energy, Brahman, Brahma Jyoti, and then it changes for a period of time into a form and then it merges back into it. That's illogical because it's changeless by definition. It means you don't understand spirit. And this is the problem. It is avidya. It is a lack of knowledge that people don't understand these things. And then by word jugglery, as Prabhupada would say, by sounding philosophically sophisticated, many gurus, they convince people this is the correct understanding. Everything is one. Many gurus, they teach like that. Because they say convincingly, everything is one. Yeah. And they have a nice turban and a good beard. And they say, everything is one. Right? And people think, oh, it's good. It's good sales. Prabhupada said, when you sell something, you need three qualities. Right? You need to look good. That's why you should dress nicely. When you're preaching, you should dress nicely. People think, oh, they look good. right? You speak nicely, and you have knowledge of the product. If you want to sell Krishna consciousness, you have to dress nicely, you have to speak well, and you have to have knowledge of what you're talking about. And then you can sell Krishna consciousness. Because the whole world is about sales and marketing. We'll make devotees if we sell better, if we market better. Right? If we just, it's all spiritual, just rely on Krishna, it doesn't work like that. You can just say, it's all spiritual, rely on. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to market it. Right? Then when they come, okay, now we'll give them the absolute truth. And Prabhupada said that. You have to look, this is market. Why would Prabhupada say? If Prabhupada said, we just rely on Krishna, everyone will become a Hare Krishna. No. Prabhupada said, you have to look good. But you're not the body, so why do you have to look good? No, Prabhupada said, you have to look good. You have to speak nicely, and you have to have knowledge of your product. Otherwise, how will you be successful? This is my sales and marketing, and so on. So we have to learn how to present. So the Mayavadi, the Brahmavadi, they're telling us that everything is just Brahman, and then that manifests into the form of it. It doesn't make sense. Right? They say that we are also part of Brahman. The Jiva is part of Brahman. That also does not make sense. You are all part of the ocean of eternal light and energy. But you fragment off. And you fall into illusion. But after some time, you wake up from your illusion and then you merge back into the light and the energy. Right? It sounds sophisticated, it sounds odd, but it doesn't make sense. Why does something that's perfect become imperfect and then realize it's perfect again? It doesn't make sense. Right? We are God. Literally, we're saying we are God. That energy, that light, that sum total of everything, that is God. And then God forgets that he is God just for a little while and breaks off into little bits just for a little while because we're all God. But then after a little while we realize we are God again and then we go back into God. Does it make sense? Oh, no, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? But yeah, we just present it the right way and everyone says, that's true. Most of the world are Mayavadis. Even the Western people are Mayavadis. If you speak to them, everything is one and it's like, they don't know what they're talking about. But everyone is thinking like that these days. Because it's presented well. And why do people buy a product? We're talking about sales, marketing. Why do you buy something?
Useful.
It's useful, yeah.
Because it catches my attention.
Because it catches your attention, yeah. Because you want it. Why do you buy something? Right? Why do I buy a watch?
To enjoy
it. Ultimately, it's true. Because I want it. I want a watch. I need a watch. So which watch am I going to get? Right? You're going to get one that looks nice and, says Rolex and all these things. That's why you buy it. Why do I get this watch? Right? Because you can drop it. And it still works. That's why I've got that watch. Okay. You know who gave me that watch? Radha Balabhaprabhu. You know Radha Balabhaprabhu? He lives in Mayapur. He brought me that watch. I said, my other watch broke? Oh, actually, it just broke. It's just the battery. The battery was the battery. That's not funny. Now it's working again. Don't laugh at the suffering of other devotees. I'm not giving class anymore. Any questions? I'm not speaking. I'm offended. Any questions? The battery's fake. The point is, okay. So Radha Balabhaprabhu brought me a watch, right? I was giving a class many years ago, and my other watch was not working. So I just said, just like this watch is not working. I just made a point, right? So then next week he comes and gives me a watch. He said, oh, Prue, here's a new watch for you, right? But the watch he gave me was all nice watch, like all, you know, like fashion watch. And I said, Prabhu, it looks very nice, very beautiful, but it's not practical for me, you know, because I need to drop a watch. Because I work at the farm, we're always, you know, breaking something or like that. So I need a good watch that's solid. Like that. So he got me that watch. Right? So I needed it. Why did we get something? Because I need it. So why do people buy into the conception that they are God? Why is the understanding that we are one? Because what's our desire? What's our need? Or as you said, what do we want to enjoy? The feeling that I am God. That's why it's an attractive philosophy. Right? It's more attractive for the conditioned soul to think that Brahma Jyoti, the Brahman, is supreme as opposed to God being a person, the Bhagavad philosophy. Because if he's a person, you have to serve him. So what's more attractive? I have to serve him or I can be him? What's more attractive? Right? For the conditioned soul, it's more attractive. That's why it's more fun. And because they present it very nicely, everyone is into it. That's why it's so popular. Just like if you go on a holiday, right? The Grihasthas, right? So you go on a holiday, you buy a ticket, you go to Fiji, right? And then you go there and you go to the resort. So when you get to the resort, you don't say to the people at the resort that met you and say, oh, you know, Prabhu, is there any service I can do? You're there for a holiday. You want everyone to serve you. That's why you go. No one goes there and says, oh, can I clean the toilets? Or, you know, do you want me to clean the pool? Or, you know, I can serve drinks? Or, you know, you don't say it like that, right? Because the concept is, I want to enjoy. You don't go on a holiday to serve. You go on a holiday to enjoy. That's why devotees, we are different. We go to the Holy Dham for our pilgrimage, but it's there to serve, to come closer to Krishna, to develop Krishna consciousness, not to waste time. That's the whole point of this purport. Now, the whole point of human life is to realize God and to become self-realized. That's the point. So it is not that the ultimate goal is to be God. It is to serve God, to serve Krishna. That is it. So Prabhupada says, God-realization, self-realization, they happen simultaneously. If you have the right concept, right? If you think Krishna is impersonal, you will not understand. You will not realize. If you understand he's a person, as soon as you understand he's a person, and you give your atma, atma nivedanam, right? You give your soul completely to his service, then you become self-realized simultaneously. What is the definition of self-realization according to Chaitanya Charitamrita? Jivera swarupahoy krishnara nichadas krishnara tatashta shakti beda prakash. It is said. That's the definition of self-realization. Jivera. Right? You are Jiva. You are not God. Right? There's this conception, you are God. Some of these gurus. You know, Prabhupada came at the end of the 60s, in the 70s. When Prabhupada came to the West, many gurus came to the West. Bhagwan Rajneesh, Sai Baba. Different ones. They all came. And Prabhupada wasn't the only one who came. You know, many of them came at the same time. And they were popular. Many of them were more popular than Prabhupada. More popular. Bhagwan Rajneesh had many more followers than Prabhupada. Because, as Prabhupada said, he is selling broken glass. I am selling diamonds. So, you know, the cheap stuff anyone will buy. But the diamonds, that's more expensive. Only the serious people will come to buy the diamonds. So many gurus, they came. So then they are teaching. You can become God, I am God, we are all God. They're teaching like that. And then Prabhupada said, oh, ugly God. God has become ugly. You know, one of the gurus had big haircut and like this. They're not like really attractive person. And his followers would say he is God. He would. Like that. And Prabhupada said, oh, ugly God. That's not the definition of God. Well, you think you go back to Goloka and Krishna is ugly? No. Krishna is so beautiful, you will faint when you see him. When you see him, you will faint. That's how beautiful it is. When everyone sees Krishna. That story, Madan. You know, Krishna's name is Madan Mohan. You know that name? Madan Mohan. And what does Madan mean? Cupid. Yeah, there's one demigod, Cupid, with the arrow. You ever seen the pictures?
Yeah.
They depict like that in India? Is that how he looks? He holds an arrow like that? And he's
flower.
Depict.
Flower.
Pushpa. But like a bow and arrow, but like made of flower or something.
Yeah,
pushpa. Like that, yeah. So, yeah. So in the West, you know, the same god. Yeah. In Greek, I think they call him Eros. Right, and then in we call it Cupid in English, and then in India they go to say Madan. You know what I'm talking about, right? So then he wanted to become powerful. Everyone wants to become powerful in this world. Ishraham, Ahambogi, Siddham, Balavan, Suki. I am strong. I am powerful. That's the whole bhav of the material world. Purusha bhav. We all want to be significant, powerful. So then he thought, I will become powerful, right? How can I show my power, right? I will bewilder, because I'm Cupid, I will bewilder the strongest brahmachari. So who is the strongest brahmachari?
Shiva.
Narayana. Narayana, he is most powerful brahmachari. So he came to Narayana, and he took his arrow, and he aimed at Narayana with. Well, then Narada looked at him and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to shoot you, make you lusty. Right? I said, why? He said, because then I will become famous. I was the one who made Narada Muni fall down. Narada said, that is not difficult. I am easy to seduce. I am easy to bewilder. Go and bewilder someone who is much more powerful than me, better brahmachari. And he said, so who is the more powerful brahmachari? Go and shoot Krishna. He is the most powerful brahmachari. He said, okay, where is Krishna? He said, he's in Vrindavan. Okay. So he goes to Vrindavan. And he's walking through Vrindavan, through the forest. And then he hears the flute. And when he heard the flute, he began, what is that? Captivated. And then he walked. And then he walked behind one tree and he looked. And then he saw Krishna. Right. And then he got his arrow. And when he saw Krishna, fainted on the ground. You know? Krishna is so beautiful. Madan Mohan. Yeah. Madan Mohan means bewildered Cupid. That's how Krishna got the name, Madan Mohan. Yeah. And when Cupid saw him, he just fell on the ground. Krishna looked at him. I am Madan Mohan. Don't try to bewilder me. I will bewilder everyone. But then Radharani is more powerful. So she is called Madan Mohan. Mohini. You know the story? So then Krishna, he is good at wrestling. Every morning after they milk the cows, Krishna, Sridharma. Who is Sridharma? What? Who is Sridharma? Radharani's older brother. Sridharma, one of Krishna's best friends. Sridharma, right around his older brother. But he is big and powerful, and so is Krishna. So after they milk the cows, they go to the wrestling arena. That means some nice arena. They're boys, they like to wrestle. They're all 16, you know, milk the cows, and on the way back to breakfast, then they jump in the wrestling arena. So Sridharma and Krishna, they hit each other like bulls. And they grab each other and they toss it. Krishna likes to wrestle like that. So then, you know, they're both very powerful. They throw each other. And then afterwards, they're walking up to breakfast. Sridharma says, I won. Krishna said, no, I won. So, you know, Sridharma's boys are saying he won. And Krishna, it's always like that. Yeah, I am the champion. No, I am the champion. So then they go up. So then Radharani, she sees in the morning, she says, oh, Krishna is wrestling, he likes to wrestle. Yeah. So then Krishna, later on in the day, he's with the gopis. And Krishna says something like, you know, I am a powerful wrestler, I'm so powerful, I'm the best wrestler. All the gopis laugh. They say, you are not the best wrestler. We can beat you easily. Radharani can easily beat you. Krishna, yeah. Radharani can beat me. Radharani said, would you like to have a wrestling match? Krishna says, any time. Radharani said, okay, we'll meet you here tomorrow. You come, and we'll see who the best wrestler is. So they make a wrestling arena in the forest. So Krishna comes, dresses up as a wrestler, you know, ties him up. Krishna comes, he's standing, all the gopis are there. He says, where is Radharani? She is scared. She does not want to come. No, Radharani is coming, don't worry. Then Radharani, she dresses as a wrestler. She puts on dhoti, ties it up, right? Puts on, dress like a wrestler, puts her hair in a top knot, ties it up, puts on her veil over her head, right? And she walks in. And when she walks in, she puts her veil, right? And then she just pulls her veil and she just looks at Krishna just out of her corner of her eye like this. And when Krishna sees her, he goes, collapses, faints. Radharani is so beautiful that even Mother Mohan becomes bewildered. Right? And she puts her foot on his chest. And she says, now, who is the champion? Right? And Krishna just laying there, unconscious. So, the individual soul wants to become God. We want to realize we are the Supreme. But this is defective. It is defective to think that we are able to become one with God. That's the nature of the enjoyment in the material world. You want to become the Purusha. But we are insignificant. We are the servant of God. Jivera, Swarupa, Hoy. Jivera Swarup. Swarup means your constitutional position. Who are you? Well, Krishnera, Nitya, Das. You're eternally the servant of Krishna. You're no one else. One time, one devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I resign. Because he was frustrated with management in ISKCON. Sometimes happens, become frustrated. So he said, I resign. Prabhupada said, how do you resign from being Krishna's eternal servant? What else are you? Oh, I'm not Krishna's eternal servant anymore. I'm going to become a Buddhist. Your haircut is already there. Dirty, so no problem. Just change colours and take off coats. No problem. Easy. No, you cannot change. It is already there. You are Krishna's eternal soul. Self-realization, God-realization, they happen simultaneously. When you realize God is a person, this is the Bhagavad school of philosophy. This is the Vaishnava Sampradaya. If you're any of the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, and you realize that he is supreme, then you are his servant, that is self-realization, that is God-realization. That is what life is for. That is the purpose of life. Prabhupada's pointing that out in his purport. That is the point. Otherwise, your life is shrama evihi kevalam. Useless waste of time. You waste your whole life if you don't understand who you are, who Krishna is. You didn't achieve anything. When you are dead, you are dead. You can say, oh, I am rich. No, now you're dead. I was famous and wealthy. No, now you're dead. Your corpse is famous. Oh, very famous corpse, but no, nothing. Shrama, everything is taken away at the time of death. So here it is being mentioned. So at the very end of the purport, Prabhupada quotes the Bhagavatam, fifth chapter. What is the fifth chapter of the Bhagavatam? Okay. What is the first chapter? What's the first chapter? Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1, Chapter 1, what is it called?
Questions
by the sages. So the sages ask 6 questions. What are the 6 questions the sages ask? They ask 6 questions. Right. And then the 6 questions are answered where? The first 3 chapters. Well, basically chapter 2 and 3. By the end of chapter 3, the 6 questions are answered. Chapter 2 is called Divinity and
Divine Service.
Yeah. Prabhupada said that chapter is so important, we should memorize the whole chapter. That's how important that chapter is. You know, all the famous, so many famous verses, Savaitram Sam, Paro Dhamma, so many famous verses of it. Nashta Prayush, so many. If you memorize that chapter, basically you have in your asana, in your preaching, in your backpack, preaching backpack, or whatever you want to call it. If you memorize that chapter, you have unlimited, you can get classes for years on those things. Just memorize that chapter. You can speak on so many things. First 3 chapters answer the questions by the sages. They are integral to our... In the 3rd chapter, what is the 3rd chapter?
Incarnation.
Krishna, the source of all incarnations. The 3rd chapter has the Paribhasa Sutra of the Bhagavatam. First canto, 3rd chapter, verse 28. Ete champsa kalapam sana. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. That line, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, that is the essence of the whole Bhagavatam. The whole Bhagavatam is built on that foundation. Called Paribhasa Sutra, means the governing verse of the whole script. Every shastra has a governing verse. And that verse, the whole shastra is built on. Just like in Nectar Devotion. Anya bilashi dashunyam. That is the definition of pure devotional service. So the whole book elaborates on that. The Bhagavatam elaborates on Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Which Krishna? Which Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna has so many forms. Which Krishna?
Vrindavan.
Yeah, Krishna in Vrindavan. Actually, in Vrindavan, he has more than one form. Even in Vrindavan, he has more than one form. In Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, he has a Swakya form and a Parakya form. Which means that in Goloka, if you go back to Goloka, hands up if you'd like to go back to Goloka. Yeah, that's the goal. So if you get it, but you have to be very definite. If you want to go back, you can. It's possible. That's why Prabhupada came, to take us all back. But if you want to go back, you have to be definite in your mind where you want to go, what you want to do. It has to be definite. Right? Inside your heart, you have to know which rasa you want to serve Krishna in. Do you know which rasa you want to serve Krishna in? See? I said, Mandalaya. No, that won't take you back to Goloka Vrindavan. You can't go back to Goloka, you get to Goloka and then, you know, someone says to you, so which rasa are you serving? You just go, anything's good. I'll be a cowherd boy. No, it doesn't work like that. In your heart, you have to be very definite about what you want, your deepest desire. Who is your Ishta Dev? Who is it you want to serve? This is what we're cultivating. This is what self-realization is. Self-realization means you have to understand who your eternal form is in relation to Krishna. At the stage of asakti, that's what begins to manifest, who you actually are in Krishna's pastimes. So you have to cultivate like that. We should be aiming for that. So in Goloka, in the spiritual world, there are different sections. So at Nandagram, in the center, where Krishna's village is, Swakya is there, which means Krishna is married to Radharani and the gopis, and they all live there together. But that's not Krishna's original form. His original form lives out in the forest eternally, right? Where he meets the gopis, but it's parakya, they're unmarried. That's actually the original form of God. It's technical, isn't it? Yeah, we're just trying to memorize, like, Dehinosminyata Dehi Kamaram Naman. How do you make Khichdi? It's like, what's it? Recommas cookbook? How do you make Khichdi? We're just on, like, all this basic stuff. But this is actually what we're aiming for. Yeah. Sooner or later, this has to manifest in the heart. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, after 15 or 20 years as a devotee, you should take interest in these things. If you're practicing seriously, these things should become interesting. But they are internal. You don't just speak about them with everyone. Right? You only speak about them with your guru, the gurus, and intimate associates, intimate devotees. So you have to be very focused. Which form of God do you want to serve eternally? Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, right, chapter 12, I think, 11, end of 11 or 12, Prabhupada says, you should focus the mind only on the form of Krishna in Vrindavan. Do not even divert to another form of God. Prabhupada says that. Right? Just like on, what was that day we had the other day? The Nishringa appearance day. Yeah. What do they call that? Nishringa Chaturdasi. So, Nishringa Chaturdasi. A few days ago we had that beautiful festival. Did you have a nice festival here? Yeah. Was there lots of people here?
Yes.
Very. Too many. We had a nice festival at the farm. There was only 10 of us. Maybe 12. No line for prasadam. Nice kirtan. Nice. You can come if you want to come. Temple is also nice. You can't replace the temple because of the deities. But it's also nice there because it's different, very intimate. So, on the Nrisimha Chaturdasi, so we worship Nrisimhadev. Right? We pray to Nrisimhadev. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, to remove the obstacles in your heart. That's why I pray to Nrisimhadev, to remove the obstacles in the heart. And also the obstacles which stop the preaching. So we pray. But in our mind, we're always thinking, Nrisimhadev is the manifestation of my Lord, Nandalal, Nandagopal. Krishna in Vrindavan. Nrisimhadev is his manifestation. So that's self-realization, that's God-realization. That's what we're aiming for. So Prabhupada said that is the goal of life. Don't waste time. Have you heard Prabhupada say that in the lectures? Sometimes you listen to the Prabhupada's lectures. Prabhupada says, don't waste time. Don't waste your time. Become Krishna conscious in this lifetime. Otherwise you come back. And if you come back, Kali Yuga gets worse. You think it's bad now? Nothing. It gets so much worse. Even in our lifetime we'll see how much worse it gets. But then after that it's really a problem now. Kali Yuga is ruined. If you want to come back, come back. You can preach. But if you want to go back, then you have to get very serious. Any questions or comments in this lifetime? Yes, sir.
So, mentioning that if Prabhupada used to say that we should mention that Prabhupada said we should focus on Vrindavan Krishna. But, like, is it a problem? Like, you know, the whole Krishna book, I love that pastime how Krishna enters Mathura. It's my favorite pastime.
Krishna enters Mathura.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Is it a problem?
Well, it's no problem. But you have to understand who is entering Mathura. Who is entering Mathura?
Krishna.
Who is entering Mathura? There's not one Krishna.
Vasudeva.
Yeah, Vasudeva Krishna. It's Krishna's expansion. As long as you're on, if that's who you want to serve, that's, there's no problem. Meditate on him, one day you'll go and serve him. But just understand his Siddhanta. Understand who is who, that's all. Whoever you're attracted to. Okay. And at this point in time, who we're attracted to is not the end-all, be-all of existence. Because we'll change anyway. And you're attracted to Krishna, but you're attracted to everything else as well. You're attracted to pretty girls. You're attracted to gulab jamuns. You're attracted to Birkenstocks. You're attracted to so many things. We're attracted to. So we're not ekeha kuru nandana. Intelligence is not just locked on Krishna yet. We're attracted to so many things. We're attracted to sense gratification in the material world. We're attracted to staying and enjoying the material world. So at this point in time, we don't have to think, oh, that's my sarup. I am like, you know, Krishna's eternal servant in the Tura. But the point is, like, we should study Prabhupada's books categorically, systematically. That's why we have Bhakti Shastri. Are you doing Bhakti Shastri?
I'm waiting.
Yeah, so you do Bhakti Shastri. And then after Bhakti Shastri, you do Bhakti Vaibhav, Vedanta, Sarvabhauma. You have to study Prabhupada's books categorically. But Prabhupada also says, you can pick up any of his books. You look on the shelf, they're all Prabhupada's. You can pick up any one, open it up. And like when you take an apple, you pick up an apple and you bite it, sweet. You take it around the other side, sweet. So Prabhupada said you can pick up his books. Any book, you will get realization. So the point is, just become attracted to Krishna. Attracted. All his forms. All his forms. Prabhupada said, no difference hearing Krishna speak Bhagavad Gita or dancing with the gopis. You can't say, oh, I only want to hear about the gopis. No, no. You have to be attracted to everything Krishna does. Because that purifies the consciousness. And then eventually, gradually, specific attraction will come. But that's internal. So, yeah. Nice question. Any other question? Yes, sir. You have to speak loud.
Brahman and Paramatma is the partial realization.
Partial?
Yeah.
Only a little bit.
So, but if we say Om Purnam, that everything comes from is complete, so how come that is mine?
It's not complete by itself. From the Ishopanishad, we learn that if you take everything together, like Prabhupada says in the introduction of the Srimad Bhagavatam, have you read the introduction? Right. So Prabhupada says the Bhagavatam is not about God, it is about the absolute truth. Right. So that means when you take it all together, material world, spiritual world, the jivas, the shaktis, Vishnu tattva, Shiva tattva, when you take everything together, that is the absolute truth. That is Purna, that is complete. So if you take just Brahman, that is not complete. Right? If you take just Paramatma, that is not complete. If you take just Krishna, that is not complete. Prabhupada said, where do you see a picture of Krishna by himself? If you see a picture, that is not complete, that is not Krishna. You see Krishna with all the devotees, that is complete. Make sense? Make sense or not? What is your doubt?
I'm just wondering, so it says that whatever emanates from him, it is complete.
It is complete, but if you say, okay, it's complete. But if you take it just that, that's not complete. You say Paramatma, Paramatma. We just should realize Paramatma. Like some yogis just focus on. That's not complete. What about all the jivas? What about the other forms of God? So that's not complete. You're just focusing on one portion, that's all. Make sense? TK?
Maybe you said Kali Yuga is going to get worse. How worse?
How worse? Have you read 12th Canto?
No.
Yeah, so read 12th Canto. You'll see. Very bad. At the end, this is Kali Yuga. How long is Kali Yuga last? 432,000 years. How far so far?
5,000.
How long left? 427 left. 427 left. So if you read at the end of 427, Canto 12 says, you cannot see the sun anymore. Imagine, you can't see the sun anymore. There are no trees. Imagine. There was no rain. Imagine. Everyone is black. All human beings are black. The tallest human is 3 or 4 foot high. The tallest. Everyone is a cannibal. Everyone eats each other. Right? So that's our case. You can read it. That's all. Any other questions? Srila Prabhupada ki.